You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Annie Spooner is an owner of a cake-making business. It's called Annie's Cake Creations, and it sounds absolutely delicious. She also has a special giveaway going on for those living in the Colchester area, and we will find out a little bit more about it shortly. She will also tell us a bit more about her sight condition, retinitis pigmentosa, or RP for short. Now, Annie joins us now, and it is so nice to speak with you today, Annie.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Now, Annie, your business, when did you start it? Is that something you've always been passionate about?
Oh, do you know, it was the best happy accident I've ever had. Basically, it started officially in May 2022. It was the year I had my first daughter. And I've always been passionate about, this sounds terrible, but I've always been passionate about sweet things. So chocolate, cake. Oh God, it's kind of not a great thing really to boast about. But since I was a child, I used to make cupcakes with my nan. And then during COVID, I started making brownies. That was kind of really where it began. So from there, I met my partner sort of during that time as well. He obviously was a big fan of the brownies, so I was making a lot of those. So this is where the sweet tooth part kind of comes in. So I ended up making a cake just because I really fancied a cake, and it was coincidentally his mum's birthday at the time, so we took it round for her birthday as well. And then basically from there, they asked me to make some cupcakes for his nan's 90th birthday, and then my sister wanted a cake, my brother wanted a cake, and I started sharing them online because I used to be a designer as well, so I used to post bits on there. So I started sharing my cakes on my design page, and then people started messaging me going, oh, are you doing cakes now then? And it was literally, it just kind of evolved from there really. And then ended up registering, like coming up with a name, and then registering the business, and you know, and then getting insurance and all those kind of things. And it just, yeah, it kind of grew into a business from there really.
It sounds amazing. And as I mentioned already in the introduction, you live with retinitis pigmentosa. How long have you had the diagnosis?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with RP in 2018, so actually not that long, about 7 years, and I was 25 then. I'll be 32 in a couple of weeks' time. That was a bit of a shocker as well, actually, because that came about just because I went to a normal eye test at Specsavers to see if I needed some glasses. Came out with RP, so even better. It was a bit of a whirlwind, to be honest. It came about because they saw some pigmentation, I think, when taking photos of my eyes during the test, and then they did a visual field test, and was obviously like, you know, I guess thinking something's not quite right here because I wasn't clicking the button, and I just thought they hadn't started the test. I was referred to hospital from there. I think it was about a 6 month wait or so, and then found out I had RP. But it was interesting because in the meantime, I'd never heard of RP or anything, and kind of I forced it out of Specsavers really, what they thought it could possibly be, so that I could prepare myself. And then it was odd because once I kind of found out what RP was, it was like all of a sudden I noticed all this, like, because I'm missing my mid periphery mainly. And it was only really after kind of being told about it that I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't notice that I'm actually missing all this vision. And then it sort of all clicked and all made sense all of a sudden. It was really bizarre.
What did you do once you had this diagnosis? You seem like a very organized person, someone who really wants to get solutions. So did you find support? Did you make adaptations to your kitchen to continue your passion for baking?
I mean, to be honest, the very first thing that I did kind of after digesting the diagnosis and losing my license and things like that, I actually made a support group for people with sight loss, because I wanted to reach out to people because I didn't really know anybody else that had it. I made a sight loss group actually at the time. I called it Sight Social. And then I met quite a lot of other people that had eye conditions. So that was actually the first thing that I did. But in terms of baking, really, in terms of like adaptations, my main issues really are because of the fact I'm missing my mid periphery. I'm really like accident prone. So probably to people that didn't know about my condition, they would think I'm like ridiculously clumsy because I knock things off the side. I'm really prone to burning myself as well. So I have to get my husband really to do the oven side of it, like getting stuff in and out of the oven. And I just have to be really careful, really, is my main issue. I can't kind of leave glasses and things on the side because they're just like a danger zone. I will end up knocking them off and they're going to smash. So things like that, I've kind of, in terms of adaptations, it's more me learning to adapt to my own eyesight, I think, more so than kind of equipment wise, if that makes sense. So it's more adapting to the fact that, yeah, I can't kind of leave things like lying around. I can't leave cupboard doors open because I'll end up headbutting them. Cakes are quite, I mean, I'm lucky because I have my central vision, so I can see what I'm doing. But my issue with cakes in particular is damage to them, because I work a lot with buttercream, and when I'm decorating cakes, they're quite soft at first before they go in the fridge. So any kind of like bump or knock or anything like that, it damages it. And I cannot tell you how many times I've been holding like a spatula or something, and I've turned to do something, and because I then turn and I can't see the cake, I don't realize that I'm really close to it, and then I'll like hit it with something, and it just breaks, or like I have to redo all the piping on it. Oh, it's infuriating in some senses, but also it's something that I've just got used to.
You're such a lovely, warm person, and you're doing something really nice at the moment as well. So tell me a little bit about the giveaway.
Yeah, so basically, I just feel like whilst, you know, a lot of businesses and things, everybody tries to be inclusive and include people with disabilities, I do just still feel like people get missed out, and it's unfortunate, and it's just one of those things in life. And I wanted to do a giveaway really just for those people. So I'm giving away 100 boxes, each containing 4 cupcakes, and it's for anybody that suffers with a disability of any kind, or somebody that's supporting them or caring for them, just the people that get missed out on things really. And I've had some real heartfelt and really awful things kind of that have been nominated, such as childhood cancer, and just horrible, horrible things. And you know, when you just think, God, I'm so glad I'm doing this giveaway, I wanted to kind of bring a little bit of joy and a little bit of happiness on Blue Monday, like Blue Monday being obviously the day of year where everybody kind of deems it as a bit of a low day. You know, we've had Christmas, the weather's kind of miserable, there's not really much to look forward to, no one's been paid yet, you know, that kind of thing. And I just thought doing a little pick me up for those people that kind of probably feel it the most would be a really uplifting thing to do, to spread a little bit of happiness really.
Well, Annie, how do we take part?
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok, although I'm not very good for TikTok, so don't judge the videos if you do go on there. It's literally just called Annie's Cake Creations. It's got a lovely dashing picture of me holding a cake and a pink background if you can find it. And basically there's a post on there just with a little bit of information. All you need to do is go on the post. You just nominate somebody that you think deserves this prize. So as I say, somebody that's either living with a disability themselves, or somebody that's caring or supporting for somebody with a disability. Just tag them on there, share as much or as little details as you'd like. It's really just about why you think that they would be great to get this little prize really.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, once again, those details for the giveaway, you can enter it by finding Annie's Cake Creations on Instagram, Facebook or TikTok. Find a post about the giveaway and go ahead, nominate someone. Now, the giveaway is open until Friday, 17th of January, and you need to be able to collect the prize from Annie's business, which is based in Colchester. But for now, Annie Spooner, thank you so much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.